B-Pod Studios.
Morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
What are you so excited about?
It's the weekend. Hooray.
Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Actually, it's Tuesday.
Is it?
I gotta get out of this house.
Well, I'm going stir crazy in here.
I'm going stir crazy.
Try not to go too stir crazy.
Okay, it's Tuesday.
So let's make the best of it.
Okay, I'll try.
Here we go.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Tuesday. Pretty sure.
How can you tell?
Well, you know what? Because we played a game yesterday.
Yeah.
That is sweeping the nation. He used to be popular in retirement communities for 55 plus, but now it's sweeping the nation. So in case you missed it, we played a new game yesterday, and here it is.
What day is it?
All right, Grace. Now, we have no idea. We just keep showing up here, so please answer the question, what day is it?
Monday.
All right, Grace says Monday. I don't know. Doesn't feel like a Monday. Grace. You have to prove it's Monday. How do you know it's Monday?
Because yesterday was Sunday.
Or was it?
All right.
Or was it? Can you verify yesterday was Sunday, LBF?
I can verify yesterday
How
was Sunday.
How can you do that?
I got the Sunday paper.
Oh, my God. That's the paper that's thicker than the other papers.
Exactly.
Grace, you got it. It's Monday. Wow. Good job. We were not sure anymore. Remember, tomorrow is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Right. And there you go. So it is Tuesday. Verified by LBF through Grace, and now, if that was yesterday, then today has to be Tuesday. So good.
You're probably confusing people because everyone just woke up and said, wait, it's Monday?
I'm serious. It's not as big of a joke as we have, you know, made it out to be. Anyway, so it is Tuesday. Did you use your connections to get Mayor Walsh on the show, LBF?
Oh, yes, my connections.
You used them?
Yeah,
so
sure.
So he's going to be calling us later?
Yeah, he is. He's going to be calling around 7:25.
Good.
Talk to Marty.
We do have a lot of questions. And, you know, things are changing. We're heading towards what they're calling the surge, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to talk about that and the new curfew.
Yes.
Right?
And wearing masks. All those questions.
Yeah, and he'll just update us. So that'll be good. I have a chance to talk to Mayor Walsh, 7:25. If you're up and about, don't miss that. That's that. Plus, I think we're still giving away cash. We're still doing
the aid.
Isn't that awesome? When everybody has clamped down, we are giving away cash. So we're going to give you a chance to win $500 just after 8 o'clock today. Who's your artist of the day?
The Police.
Oh, the Police.
Yeah.
So glad you didn't ask me.
Yeah.
I know who to ask.
We're on Zoom. I can see the blank look on your face.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're really there.
Yeah. So it's the Police. There's a curfew. Don't forget, there's a curfew, but the Police are out and about. They'll be at 8 o'clock with a shot at $500. All right. LBF Center in her closet. All good? In your California closet?
I'm safe in my bunker.
In your bunker. Wearing glasses today with her hair up.
Because first of all, I've given up on my hair.
Yeah.
And second of all, I look at screens so much that my eyes have, like, hurt. So when I'm with you guys, I don't need them.
No, you know, we don't care what we look like. Good point. Got it. You know exactly what we look like.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, 6:21. This report is sponsored by H&R Block. There's a lot going on right now, and more than ever, people need their tax refund. H&R Block has many ways to do your taxes as safely as possible. Work with a tax pro remotely. You can drop off or file online. Block is always there to help. Okay, LBF, what were you saying?
Oh, well, I was talking about my home gym.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. She has a home gym.
Yeah, you know, people are quarantined and they can't go to the gym anymore. And, you know, you don't necessarily have dumbbells around you.
Yes, you do. They're right here.
But I have some hacks.
Okay.
Home gym hacks are going to help.
Dumbbell
the
hacks.
Quarantine 15.
Okay, the quarantine 15. Looking more like 20 these days.
All right.
Okay.
So you're going to do exercise. I'm going to do stuff to watch because there's a new app with new episodes of fresh content if you've watched the entire internet.
Oh.
And if you've already finished Netflix.
Okay. Well, I've got this guy from England. It should have taken place here years ago, but a gentleman in England has cracked the code of a very secret recipe. It took him 18 months to crack the code. The colonel would not be happy. That's all I'm going to say.
Ooh.
Yeah, the colonel is rolling in his grave. Okay, LBF, what do you have?
Rolling in flour.
Yes.
How to hack a home gym. All right, I'm actually interested in this because because it involves food.
Because you're looking for ways to not go to the gym at home.
So if you don't have a gym at home or a treadmill or anything like that, but you want to work out a little bit, and here's how I can help.
Okay.
These are hacks to kind of mimic what you do at the gym. Mm-hmm. So if you work out with a weighted vest but don't have one at home, you can fill a backpack with water bottles, and it will kind of give that extra weight so that you can work out harder.
Or just come over to my house because my kids are always crawling on me.
Okay, there's that. Dumbbells, bags of rice and beans or water bottles. And resistance bands, tied pantyhose.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey. Rob a bank afterwards.
You've already got some pantyhose that are tied up in knots for some reason.
Yeah, use those. Okay.
And then finally, a bench press, a large bag of pet food.
Oh, that's good. Just lay on your
back.
That's
like 50 pounds.
Yeah.
My mother actually, she went to the gym years ago specifically so that she could get the large bag of pet food at Costco.
How'd that work for her?
It did. It worked well. She was all set.
That's
She's
great.
Really strong.
Look at you can also do curls with a dog bag of food, not just bench press. Just,
really?
Yeah, you can just curl it, right? Just kind of do like you would barbells, or dumbbells.
I guess.
Are those barbells or dumbbells?
Takes one, no one.
Guess it depends how smart they are.
Well, okay, fine.
All right, if you're looking
workout,
if you're looking for more stuff to watch, because I know a lot of us are. A new app just launched. It's actually designed to watch stuff on your phone. You might have heard about it. It's called the Quibi app.
Yeah,
starts with
that?
A Q-U-I-B-I.
Yeah,
it's basically there are these little like 10-minute episodes designed right for your phone. And right now, I just signed up for it. It's a 90-day free trial. So that's cool. Yeah. Some of the original shows, I know my wife wants to watch this one. Chrissy Teigen's Chrissy's Court. Chrissy Teigen passing final judgment on actual legal cases. Very interesting. Her mom plays the bailiff. And then a reboot of Punk'd, hosted by Chance the Rapper. And a thriller, Most Dangerous Game, starring Liam Hemsworth and Christoph Waltz. So there's like lots of cool shows. I saw one with J-Lo. Like there's...
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Raise your hand, please.
Does the Quibi app cost money?
If you're paying attention, it's free for 90 days.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't.
I know. And then it's only like $5 a month with some ads, or $8 a month without ads. But yeah, try it out for 90 days. You can probably watch everything.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Okay.
There you
go. All right. The colonel is rolling in his grave because a guy in England spent the past 18 months trying to perfectly recreate the recipe for Kentucky Fried Chicken. He says he's done it. Would you like to hear what he did?
Yep.
Yeah.
The recipe includes five. By the way, he did 1,700 attempts at this.
Oh, my God.
Ooh,
over 18 months.
Wow.
Basically, it's like every day. That was his mission. The recipe includes 5 cups of plain flour, 4 tablespoons of paprika, 2 tablespoons of white pepper and garlic powder, 1 tablespoon of ground ginger, mustard powder, celery salt and black pepper, 1/2 tablespoon of oregano and thyme, and 1/3 tablespoon of sea salt. All very simple ingredients. But he's cracked the code.
Wow.
And
that's
he's put the recipe
impressive online.
We'll have to put that up at WROR.com.
I think we should. Well, your husband Dave likes to make fried chicken, doesn't he?
Yeah, he makes a great fried chicken. It's Ina Garten's recipe, but I'll do this.
Just do it. See how it goes. All right,
we
get the recipe.
Now.
We'll put it on WROR.com. Oh, you have chicken?
Yeah, we got some yesterday.
All right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, so don't forget, it's the police today. They're going to play 7 times. for $500 a pop. First shot at $500 just after 8 o'clock. We're going to give you a keyword to text in to 45911. Someone's going to win $500. So
it's exciting.
Stay tuned for the police. Well, one thing I'm doing more of that I haven't done in years, I wonder if you guys are doing anything that you hadn't done in years, crossword puzzles. I've started doing the Globe crossword puzzle every day.
I can only do the People magazine one.
People? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Blank LeBlanc of Friends.
Yes.
Yes, that right. One. Yeah, got it, got it. But the Boston Globe's got a good puzzle. I'll tell you why. It's big enough where you don't, you know, you can read it, right? It's not tiny New York Times. And it's doable with minimal cheating.
In the daily paper or in the
daily.
Sunday paper?
Yeah, daily. Yeah. So yeah. I think it starts out tough on Monday and gets easier by Friday because yesterday was tough.
Okay.
So I've become my father.
Yeah.
My dog brings me my slippers.
And there's originals next to you.
Yes.
And a nice warm sweater because it's always a little chilly.
It's always a little chilly.
Yeah. And a crossword puzzle. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. And I'm watching The King of Queens. It's like the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Anything you guys are doing that you'd stop doing?
Not that I'd admit to.
Oh, hey now.
Wow.
Hey now. Okay.
Crossword puzzles and more of those originals? No.
No, not yet. Okay. No. You're wearing slippers, though, I can tell. Okay.
We're doing a lot of regular puzzles in our house.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
There's always a puzzle going now.
I tried to bring a puzzle home, and my wife said, "You're on your own. Not interested in that."
I'm with her. No puzzles.
And then she called something. She said, "Grampy, you'll have to find your own fun."
So crossword puzzle it is.
That's it. All right. Speaking of Grampies, do not hug Grandma. This is the cutest new. All these celebrities are doing little ditties, right? Mm-hmm. New songs, new videos. This, by far, I think, is the best I've heard. Check out Adam Sandler, Jimmy Fallon last night.
Don't touch Grandma, leave her alone. You can spend a quarter to call her on the phone. Because grandmas like to pinch your cheeks and kiss your head and hug. But I don't want my grandma catching any super bug.
Oh.
So don't touch grandma, keep it to Zoom. Or learn to play canasta from across the room. Grandmas want to knit you sweaters and to bake you cookies. But you must tell your grandma, no touchy. Just looky. Don't touch grandma, give us some space. Even if your grandma wants to go to second base.
Oh, hey, my God. What the heck? That just went wrong on that.
Messed up.
Boy, Sandler's got a style, doesn't he?
With his singing. Yeah, he definitely does.
All right. Isn't that fun? We'll have to do that again later. It's cheerful. Okay. Grab a Werther's. Get ready. Dirty laundry.
Coming up.
What's in the bin?
We say goodbye to a Bond girl and celebrities self-isolating in their very posh digs.
Yes.
A report.
Yes. And please, honor Blackman. She's not just a Bond girl. She was the top three Bond girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bob. Easy.
All right. Get back to your crossword. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Let's get into the laundry with LBF in her California closet. Good morning, LBF.
Good morning.
Okay, what's cooking?
You know what? I'm going to get to social distancing by celebrities where sometimes getting away from it all costs millions and millions and millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. But first, we have some good news and then some not so great news. Okay. The good news, some good news, is John Krasinski yesterday had the second episode of Some Good News. And this guy is pretty powerful because he got the original cast of Hamilton together and the interwebs went nuts. We have a clip of it right here.
You want to hear it? All right.
Yeah.
This is very good.
In New York, you can be a new man. In New York, you can.
So I mean,
wait, that was awesome. A Zoom.
That's a Zoom.
Pretty cool.
So this little girl, Aubrey, wasn't able to go to New York to see Hamilton. She'd been waiting. She was like 9 years old, and she'd been waiting forever. And so he found her, and he got the original cast together to do the opening song from Hamilton, which is just the best. And, I mean, that's just – John Krasinski is bringing it in terms of some good news. If you have the power to bring the original cast of Hamilton together – Zoom for a little girl. You're pretty much a god.
Good job. Pretty impressive.
Very impressive. Okay, some bad news. That a Bond girl, Honor Blackman, died. Now, do you remember who Honor Blackman played, Bob Bronson?
I believe I do.
Okay, hit it.
You're quite a girl, Pussy.
I'm strictly the outdoor type.
I'd like to think you're not in all of this caper.
Skip it. I'm not interested. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yes, she was Pussy Galore in Goldfinger.
I like when he, was when he met her, when they met. Didn't he ask her what her name was?
Yeah, what's your name?
and then she answered.
Yeah. You
know, and then he said,
I must be dreaming.
Her real name was Honor Blackman.
Honor.
She was 94 years old. Mm. She was older than James Bond when she played that Bond girl. She was 38 years old.
She was just no Bond girl. She was top three. I'm putting her right in the top three.
Also, in her career, said that she kind of didn't like the expression Bond girl because she thought that character was really just special on her own.
Mm.
So
yep.
She also, played the Catherine Helmand role in the British version of Who's the Boss.
Oh, so, later on, that. Yeah. That's good.
So long to... Pussy Galore.
Yes.
No more. I've been slightly obsessed with watching people, celebrities' Instagrams on where they're self-distancing. Some border on the line of annoying, and some of them are very fun. Like, the ranch factor, I'm a little split on. Mm. Because Kelly Clarkson showed video of her on her Wyoming ranch. It's actually kind of cute, and she's nice, but I'm like, I don't know. People are like stuck in apartments with their six kids, and I'm not sure how many people want to see it. But the most annoying, and there's always one, is Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel taking the shot of there in Big Sky, Montana. Well, come to find out, they're part of the Yellowstone Club. So is Tom Brady, by the way. It's the most exclusive members-only club in the entire world. Bill and Melinda Gates belong to it. It's very Succession. The HBO show.
Okay.
The conditions require you to purchase a multi-million dollar estate. Mm-hmm. There's a $400,000 initiation fee, a $41,000 annual fee, and then you can ski on their exclusive area.
Brady's a member of this Yellowstone Club?
Yep.
Where?
He was in that Tom versus Time. Mm. He took a bunch of all the Patriots?
No, he went out there with Jules and Edelman. Edelman and Amendola.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, so people, like J-Lo's house, by the way, looks like the house in that movie, the Academy Award-winning movie Parasite.
Yeah.
It's like, and then Ellen DeGeneres has this like infinity pool overlooking the valley, overlooking the ocean. And it's making me a little angry.
I'm with you on that. I don't need to see it.
Show me your kitchen. Show me your dirty kitchen, please.
That's fine.
Do something entertaining.
Well,
don't make me feel bad.
They're in Montana, Wyoming, Idaho. These places because it hasn't been touched as much, obviously, by COVID-19. So they're running. Just go quietly.
Yeah,
we don't need
to
know.
Be quiet about it.
Don't tell us that. Geez,
but then what would I have to talk about?
Yeah, that's true. Where would you get your dirt? Right?
Anyway, all right. So that is what's going on in Dirty Long.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah. We have confirmation. It is Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just want to make sure. If all three of us agree, then it must be.
Mm-hmm.
It must be Tuesday. Well, I know yesterday was Monday. I went to the grocery store, went to the MB. There was a line around the store and out back.
Oh, my God.
Customers were waiting 6 feet apart to get into the store because MB is only allowing so many people in, rightfully so. Mm-hmm. I waited for 10 minutes, and then my wife texted me with the list of what we needed, and it wasn't worth the wait.
Okay.
So I went to the WF.
Yeah. The Whole Foods.
Yeah. Can we say?
Otherwise known as WP, whole paycheck.
Yeah. So I didn't say that. She did. So I went there instead, got some peppers and onions and apples, and we're trying to buy stuff that doesn't need to be, right? Like, at least I didn't think need to be washed. But as it turns out, everybody's washing everything.
Yeah.
Now, you put it on your Facebook page, LBF. Right?
Yeah, so yesterday I got a delivery from Instacart, which a lot of people are doing. And so we had the guy leave it out on our porch. And then what happened was Dave took everything out on the porch and then wiped every single item that we bought down with Clorox wipes. And then I took all that and put it away. But then I also, Hey, Lucy.
Good morning, Lucy. Yeah. She's, good morning.
On the radio.
Yeah, Lucy just walked into the California closet. I love it.
It's like that video they got.
Hi, Lucy.
Good morning. Watched, and then I washed my vegetables with soap and water, which you're not really supposed to do, but I rinsed them really well. But I asked people what they do, and they do that. Everyone's doing it now.
Now, did you get some recommendations on how to? Good morning, Lucy. Hey, it's Bob and Brian. She's so cute in the morning.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, so people said a sink full of water and then a cap full of bleach is good. Mm-hmm. And then also people douse the fruits and vegetables with vinegar. Mm. And,
Are you guys doing that? You're wiping down everything?
I'm wiping down everything. Every single thing. Anything that could possibly have been touched by a human being.
You know what? You know who's enjoying this? Who has the biggest I told you so ever?
Who?
Anybody who was a germaphobe 2019. Now, I love Lucy's hair, by the way. This is just great. she's so cute.
We're a non-social distancing.
Is this going to be on our Facebook page?
It's on live right now.
Oh, my God. Get to see Lucy and LBF in the morning. Look at her. She loves her mommy in the morning.
So germaphobes are the winners in this.
They have the biggest laugh. The people that used to, right, walk around, like you said, with Purell in their hands. Yeah, wiping things down. They win. They're right. Yeah.
Can we say good morning to
Lucy? Hi, Lucy. Sure. Good morning. Can you hear us? No, you have to have headphones on.
Can you hear them? They said hello.
What's for breakfast, Lucy?
What are you talking to here? What are you going to eat for breakfast?
Yeah, what's for breakfast?
I have French toast.
French toast?
Ooh, nice.
Is Daddy making French toast? I know Mommy's not. Oh, Daddy's making French. You've got it pretty good there, Lucy. Yeah.
Brian, she asked how Sam was.
Oh, he's probably still sleeping, too.
Yeah, Lucy always sleeps until like noon, but I guess today she wanted to wake up.
All right. She's adorable.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, Lucy. Go get your French toast, dear. That's great.
Wake up, Dad.
She's great. She is up and at him. She's adorable.
Oh, yeah.
She's so cute. Just comes in. She was just hugging Mommy and, you know, leaning over you.
Not practicing good social distancing.
No, there's no distance between those two. So you know who the germaphobes are getting the last laugh now because this is how they've lived their life. And now they're saying, welcome to the club.
Yep, and if you have a germaphobe friend, just call them and ask them their advice because they know what they're doing.
Well, let me ask you this. So fruits and vegetables, you said vinegar, right? Is that what the people are doing?
People said vinegar.
I'm not going to use a wipe on my apple.
No, but rinse it afterwards well.
Right.
But the other thing people are doing are leaving their mail and their boxes or anything like that in their cars for 2 to 3 days so that the virus is dead by the time they bring it in the house. I don't know if that's true, so I'm just going to wash it
off. What are you guys doing, Brian?
We've been wiping down the boxes that come, opening them before we take them in the house, just taking the stuff out from inside, wiping that stuff down, and then not even bringing the outside box that it shipped in the house.
That's smart.
It goes directly to the garage, and I take it out to one of my, 30 dump runs a week.
You know what I can't find? And if anybody knows where the stash of this stuff right here.
Oh, the wipes?
The Clorox disinfectant wipe. You tell me where you can get these, because we're perilously close. We have one container left.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Ration it.
So what my friends are doing is doing that thing where they have the cap full of bleach and the sink full of water, and then they use paper towels and just dip it in that.
There's other hacks you can do it.
Homemade Clorox wipes.
Yeah. All right. Okay, LBF, go get some French toast.
Yeah,
she's never coming back. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF from home in her California closet. Brian Bell's over here. It's all good. 7:30. Would you guys like to hear some news you probably missed? right?
Okay.
News you probably missed. Here's some quickies for you. First of all, good news, it's National Beer Day. So that's good, right? That's
every day great. Has been in lockdown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Taco Bell's giving away free tacos again today. Just go for the drive-thru, ask for a free Doritos Locos taco. Okay. A woman in Utah accidentally wrote her handyman a check for $21,000 instead of $2,100.
Oh, my God.
He thanked the Lord, deposited the check, refused to return the money, and stopped showing up for the job. He was arrested.
That's terrible news.
Now you know the rest of the story. He was arrested. What a jerk. Come on. $21,000.
Wow. I know.
That's the little, terrible.
There's just a little part of you that's like, oh my God, $21,000. But that should be a very little part.
That's the opposite story of when I Venmoed the stranger.
Yeah.
I Venmoed a stranger because I misspelled somebody's name, and it was like for $85, not a ton, but like still money.
Yep.
And I had to like mail her back and say, can you give it back? And I thought for sure, no way this person's going to give me back this money. Gave it back.
Wow. Look at that. This guy wouldn't have. Let me tell you that right now. A guy in Florida attacked a cashier at a Dollar Tree after she confronted him for cutting the line and not keeping a safe distance from others. People are going crazy.
Oh, these people need combat pay. I'm not kidding.
Huh? A woman in Massachusetts, we're not sure where, sprayed Lysol in a Walmart cashier's eyes when she was told there was a limit on the number of cans she could buy. How about that?
Yeah, you, bad
person. We're all going crazy.
When they say front lines, I mean, I think being a cashier is front line these days.
Yep, it is.
Don't you think so? Yeah, so there you go. News you probably would have missed. It's also National Beaver Day. So celebrate the beavers.
Damn.
April 7th. Yep. That's good, Brian. Yeah. So there you have it. National Beaver Day. So.
Oh, my God.
That's news you might have missed.
Yeah, okay, good.
That's good.
All right.
All righty, then. What do you have?
Well, speaking of beavers, we have a Bond girl death.
Oh, God.
Excuse me? What?
And
a Bond girl
we have
died?
A pregnant celebrity. See, there's news in this time.
Pregnant celebrities.
Okay. Celebrities.
We lost one of the top three Bond girls of all time. So we're going to honor her.
Not number one for you, huh?
No.
We'll find out what Bob's number one Bond girl
is. Oh, it should be everybody's number one Bond girl. Stick around for that.
Push your Bond girls on me.
All right.
Well, she's, I mean, I don't even know. She's in her California closet. I don't know. Is it next to the laundry room? I don't know. But
it's not really next to the laundry room. I have to go downstairs to get the laundry, but it's here
now. How's that French toast wafting up the stairs yet that Dave's cooking?
I don't smell it yet. And
oh, man.
Happy. I expect the service around this place was terrible.
It is terrible. Maybe the tips should be bigger, but that's fine.
Oh, my God. So anyway, we have Bond girls, babies, and celebrities who are self-distancing and humble bragging at the same time.
Yeah.
But first, let's discuss Bob Bronson's favorite subject.
Oh, good.
Bond girls.
Bond girls.
So, Bond girl, the Goldfinger star, Honor Blackman. Mm-hmm. This is who she is. Can you play the clip?
Oh, absolutely. Here she is introducing herself to one James Bond.
Who are you?
My name is Pussy Galore.
I must be dreaming.
All right.
Yes.
She was 94 years old. Besides being a Bond girl, she was in the series The Avengers, and she had the Catherine Helmand role in the British version of Who's the Boss? And she didn't really like being called a Bond girl because she thought that Miss Galore was a decent enough character to kind of hold her own, so to speak.
Well, she was great, but she's not number one.
Not in your opinion.
No. You got to go with Honey Rider. Otherwise known as Ursula Andress.
Uh-huh. Really?
Ursula Andress.
I really liked her in Clash of the Titans, but that's just an 80s girl talking.
That was Honey Rider. The bathing suit was so good they had to rinse and repeat with Halle Berry years later.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yep, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. You know, Denise Richards was a Bond girl. She's a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills now.
Oh, that's right. She is.
Yeah.
So, I didn't know.
Okay. Honor Blackman died. But on good news, Hilaria Baldwin, Alec Baldwin's wife, is pregnant. She is pregnant with her fifth child. She had had, a couple of miscarriages.
That's her fifth Alec Baldwin child?
Fifth Alec Baldwin. And I think the oldest one is really like maybe 7 or 8.
Hmm.
She has, I follow her on Instagram. So
that is hilarious.
She's very lovely. She has this brood of children, and she's constantly doing like yoga around them. And like, here's a way to
doing something else too. Just
while your kid is sleeping, and I'm like, that's so funny.
Yeah, that's so funny.
That is hilarious. Congratulations to them. And then I just want to address the annoying celebrity self-distancing thing. And I don't know if I'm alone here. Maybe I'm a jerk. It's possible. But
we'll let you know. Go ahead.
People like these celebrities, they're self-distancing and they're showing like their homes in Wyoming. Although Kelly Clarkson, she has a ranch in Wyoming, but it's a little down home.
It's a working ranch.
So
horses.
I can give her that.
But
then you know, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are at the Yellowstone Park. Mm. Not the Yellowstone. It's the Yellowstone Club. Now, Tom Brady belongs to this place. It's fascinating. It's in Montana. You have to pay, like, the cheapest house is, or condo or whatever, is $4 million. There's a $400,000 initiation fee and a $41,000 annual fee, and that's got a clubhouse and whatever. And they're self-distancing there, and they're showing pictures of them with this big sky and the mountains. Yeah. And then Ellen DeGeneres
dealing with it,
in Malibu, and Jennifer Lopez in her parasite-looking house. It's very neat and clean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just like, can somebody just show me their like crappy kitchen, please?
Their cluttered crappy kitchen is what
yeah.
we want to see.
Don't I'll do that.
Yeah,
do that
look at my kitchen.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we'll show you guys later. That's fine. Two 20-year-olds cooking. In my kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're great cooks. They just don't know that they're part of the, you know, the cleanup crew.
Yeah.
You
should do a, like a video series, 220-somethings in the kitchen.
Oh, my God. They would love that. Noah, Dad. No, yesterday was fun because we went out and bought all kinds of their vegan, vegetarian food that girls like to eat.
Yeah.
And then they announced they're going out for salads.
I understand that so bad.
After you risked life and limb and waited in line outside a grocery store.
Yeah. At the WF.
Sounds about right.
That's kind of what I said.
Yeah.
I said, look, there's all kinds of stuff in the freezer.
No.
I know. Gosh. Yeah, we'll do that show. That'll be lovely.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Okay, let's play Super Smart. $1,000 up for grabs. Brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Please visit windownation.com. Our player today is joining us via Zoom. And her name is Ellen Lawler. Good morning, Ellen.
Hi, good morning.
This is great. We can see you in your kitchen.
Yeah,
I like it.
Fun.
I like that. Say good morning to Brian and LBF.
Hi, Brian. Hi, LBF.
Good morning.
Right.
All right, hi. Ellen. You're from Leominster. You are a paralegal.
Yes,
So are you paralegaling from home or you're just not at all?
Yes, I'm paralegaling from home. We're really lucky that we can do it.
Yeah, it is. Okay. So you know how this game works. This is fun. We're actually seeing Ellen. And you get to see us, right? LBF in her California closet.
Yep.
Me
yep.
not shaving. What do you think of that?
Look at you.
I know.
Wow.
You weren't supposed to see anybody. Okay.
But you always don't see us, right?
Not unless they go to our Facebook page. I hope they will. Okay, Ellen, you ready to play?
Yes.
You get them all right, we'll give you $1,000. If you're not sure about one, say pass. And if we have time, we come back to it, okay? Here you go.
Okay. What is 13 plus 7?
13 plus 7 is 20.
Who played James Bond in Goldfinger?
Sean Connery.
Spill Corona.
Corona.
Who is John Krasinski's wife?
Emily Blunt.
Who sings Arthur's theme from the movie Arthur?
Chris Cross.
A child's doctor is called what?
A pediatrician.
Who was the first president to live in the White House?
Oh, Madison?
How many eyes does a spider have?
Two.
Where is Mount Rushmore located?
Wyoming.
Who wrote the 80s bestseller Never Say Diet?
Pass.
That's the last one.
Oh, no. Pass. Who wrote Never Say Diet? Richard, oh, my God. Richard, did I lose it? Richard,
Man. You had the first one right. It was Richard. LBF Richard.
Richard Simmons. Half a point.
He was dancing in your brain, wasn't he? Yeah. Little Richard Simmons.
With his little shorts.
Yeah. Boy, you started off rolling, though, Ellen. You got a bunch right off the bat. Here's what you did miss, though.
Yeah, six in a row right off the bat.
Yeah.
I know. It was amazing. Who was the first president to live in the White House? John Adams. How many eyes does a spider have? Eight.
He does.
Mount Rushmore is located in South Dakota.
Mm. And, of course, Richard Simmons.
You did great.
But I like you did Christopher Cross. You know he has COVID-19.
Yes, I read that. Yeah. That's horrible.
We hope he's doing okay. He caught it somewhere between the moon and New York City.
Oh, God. He's been waiting all day. Just hate to say that.
That's
joke.
What
all
I heard.
All day.
Moon
and I gave him the in. I apologize.
You did.
Wow.
Oh, he's going to be okay, I hope. Okay, yeah. Ellen, you know, nobody here is... leaves empty-handed. Could you see what you won? I'm holding up to the camera.
Oh, yes.
Can you read that?
Super smart gift card. Thank you so much.
You won a super smart $50 gift card to 110 Grill. Okay.
Ooh, nice.
That's terrific.
Are there any in Leominster or nearby 110 Grills?
One right in Leominster. Yeah.
Look at you.
Right.
Look at you. All right, y'all, it was nice meeting you. Wave goodbye.
Yeah.
All right.
Guys, thank you so much.
You did a good job.
Fun. I liked seeing our player.
It was fun, I know.
Right?
Yeah. That's good.
All right,
Ellen.
Thanks, Ellen.
Enjoy your paralegaling. Bye-bye. All right, so if you want to play super, she was good. She went bam, six in a row like that. I was scared. Were you scared?
I was happy to give away $1,000.
That would be nice. All right, so if you want to play super smart, just like Ellen did, she was great. We enjoyed playing with Ellen. Just go to WROR.com, sign up for it there. And while you're there, please play the home version of the game. LBF is putting it up literally from her home every day, right,
yes.
LBF?
Multiple choice, counts as school. I say it every day.
It does. Right, play it right before recess. It's at WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
All right, LBF, what do you have? What's cool?
Mark your calendars because it's my favorite kind of concert, the one you can watch in your kitchen.
That's
coming
it.
Up.
Okay. All right, Brian.
Well, what's cool? Matthew McConaughey is cool. Yeah. And I'll show you something he did virtually.
All right.
That was cool.
All right.
Be a lot cooler if you did.
And I'm going to tell you why the Colonel is rolling in his grave, probably in flour, like you said.
He rolled in flour.
Because somebody has cracked his code, so to speak. And we'll tell you how he did it and how dedicated this person was to making KFC at home. Okay, LBF.
Yeah,
I know.
So this is good news. Late night host Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, and Jimmy Kimmel are teaming up to host a global fundraiser for coronavirus relief. It's called One World Together at Home. It's going to be on ABC, CBS, NBC on Saturday night, April 18th. And it's going to support regional charities providing food, shelter, and healthcare to those in need. And Lady Gaga is going to curate the special, meaning that she's probably going to hire all the acts. And there will be appearances by Alanis Morissette, Billie Eilish, Green Day, Chris Martin, Eddie Vedder, Elton John, John Legend, Keith Urban, Kerry Washington. I've been watching Little Fires Everywhere. It's very good. Lizzo, Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder, and more.
Jeez.
Cool.
So they're
exciting.
All going to be doing it from their houses.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like, you know, you can watch on April 18th, and then it's at home. A concert that you normally would never have access to.
No. Imagine what the rider would be if they were all there.
I know.
Yeah.
They got no rider now.
Yeah.
No.
That's,
no demands.
Ya, that's what I really love about everybody being locked in, the access that some of these celebrities are giving us into, like, you know, the good part of them.
Yeah.
So Matthew McConaughey, this guy's great. He did a virtual bingo with the Enclave at Round Rock Senior Living Facility. And they he and his family played virtual bingo. Do you want to hear what that would sound like?
Yeah.
We got an I-24. I-24. Oh! Richard Blutch is waving a hammer up high. Oh, we got Charles Kings in the iPad up high. We got two winners. Look at this. Look at that board.
Great.
Fourth column straight down. Winner.
It's bingo. Winner, winner.
I got bingo. So that's pretty fun. So way to go, Matthew McConaughey, you know, having some fun. And at least he had clothes on and wasn't just sitting around naked playing a drum.
That was great. Or driving
his car. That would have been fine with me.
Yeah, all right, fine over there. All right.
Probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
That's right. And I'm going to help that woman get even fatter and sassier.
Oh, all right.
This guy in England, his name is Dan Fell from Warwickshire, England. Warwickshire. He spent the past 18 months trying to figure out how to perfectly recreate the recipe for KFC fried chicken, and he believes he's done it. He did this for 18 months. 1,700 attempts. So basically did it just numerous times a day. Here's what would you like to hear what his recipe includes.
Sure.
5 cups of flour, 4 tablespoons of paprika, 2 tablespoons of white pepper and garlic powder, 1 tablespoon of ground ginger, mustard powder, celery salt, black pepper, and 1/2 tablespoon of oregano and thyme, and 1/3 tablespoon of sea salt. He thinks he's cracked the code.
I was not counting, but was that 11 herbs?
That's 11 herbs and spices.
Oh, all right. There you go.
How about that? So there you have it.
It's
if you want to try it at home. But, you know, there's nothing on here that is real wacky, right? It's all just stuff that the colonel probably had in the kitchen.
The proportion.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go.
Right.
You can try that at home.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning, Mayor Marty Walsh. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. We appreciate you taking the time to call us today.
Bob, thank you, buddy.
So we talked to you just a couple of weeks ago. It seems like a month at this point, doesn't it?
Oh, God, yeah.
Right? Where do you think we are compared to maybe where you thought we were going to be at that point? What's your assessment?
I would say we're probably still not halfway through this yet. I think we're about a quarter away, 30% through this, if I was given a time, just from what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
This could go on. I mean, the seriousness has gone till probably, you know, June or July. And then I think we'll have the after effects of it for a while.
Yeah, so at this point, all the experts are saying we're heading for the surge. So what's the timeline you're being given for that point, that apex?
The surge is going to happen probably between April 10th and April 20th. But that means that you know, that's the apex. And then it's really incumbent upon us to level this off then.
Mm-hmm.
It's within our control to make sure that we don't see any spikes in additional cases. So it's going to, you know, it's going to take us some time here. Be disciplined as far as the social, physical distancing and continue to be, you know, vigilant on washing our hands and kind of, you know, keeping our distance from people for a while.
Well, what's the most frustrating thing you're seeing people do that's really not helping the spread of coronavirus?
I think, you know, it's really gathering in groups. I was talking to city councilor Liz Breeden yesterday from Brighton that talked about there was some college kids having parties over the weekend. That's just irresponsible. These are kids that didn't go home after college was closed, or they're sticking around because they have apartments being leased. I mean, that's just not good to do. I mean, that's dangerous. It's dangerous for you as an individual. It's dangerous for the people that you might come in contact with. You know, yesterday I didn't get a lot of complaints about large groups of people gathering, which is good. I know it's our nature to gather, and it's very difficult to tell people not to. But it really is what's secure right now, quite honestly.
So is that why you decided to do the curfew?
It is. That's one of the reasons. You know, at night, people should be staying in and around the house. And, you know, at 9 o'clock after nine, you know, there's not large groups of people out at that point, but there are people that are still out that are, I don't want to say necessarily reckless, but not necessarily paying full attention to what their responsibility is at this time.
So what happens if somebody is out, let's say after 9, 10 o'clock, what can the police do, if anything, about that?
I mean, the reality is people are going to go out, and there's no question about that. And honestly, I don't want the police department to be pulling people over right now. They have other things to worry about.
Yeah.
But last night, you know, from what I heard, and just sitting on my porch, it was really cool. The streets are quiet. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of people are really paying attention now. So the majority of people are focused on making sure they keep themselves healthy and their family healthy, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, how do you feel about healthcare workers? Because they've been at this now at least 3 weeks, right? And with a surge coming, what's the confidence level, you know, with Boston hospitals as to being able to handle it?
First and foremost, I have a ton of confidence in the ability to work on the issue, work on the virus. The nurses and doctors, they've been amazing, and frontline staff have been just truly amazing. So I want to thank anyone listening today.
Yeah.
We are forever grateful to you. I think it's incumbent upon all of us to make sure that we don't get to a point where we're running out of capacity. And by doing the things that we're doing, with the governor doing the stay-at-home advisory, with the shutting down of the restaurants, asking people to work from home, stay home, the wearing the masks, the curfew here in Boston, all of those things are going to help us, hopefully, in the long run, enable to keep our capacity where it can be handled inside the hospital.
Okay.
We are building up the convention center, and we're doing that. Mm-hmm. That'll be ready this week. But I'm hoping we never have to use that.
Right.
And if we never have to use that, then two things are going on here. The cases aren't as high as people expected. And number two, people are doing their job.
That's right. Yeah. LBF?
Yeah, so with the wearing of the masks, so you're recommending or requiring that people wear the masks? And is that like even when you go out for a 2 mile walk?
Yeah, we're recommending. I mean, when you go for a walk, you should wear it. I mean, a lot of people are saying that it's uncomfortable and they're going to hold it down. But the issue with the mask is if you're walking, you know, inevitably you're going to come across people. And if they say hello to you or stop for a second, say hello, you want to be careful. You just don't know if you personally have the virus that is showing those symptoms or somebody else has it that's showing those symptoms and you don't want to catch the virus.
Okay.
The mask is really for your own well-being. Yeah. All of this is recommended. I mean, we don't have much law. We're not telling people what they have to do right now. And I mean, I just hope it never gets to that point because we'll be in a whole different position in our country if we ever get to that.
Yeah, my concern, we're going to let you go, Mayor, but my concern is the weather gets warmer. It's going to be harder to keep people, you know, self-distancing. You know, that's going to be the real challenge. When it's 45, it's a little easier, right? So
there's no question. I mean, like, again, human nature is that we like to be around people and we like to talk to people, we like to socialize, and this is completely against most people's idea.
Yeah,
even my own. I mean, I love talking to people, love shaking hands, and all that stuff. And when you see somebody, you know, give them a hug. All of that stuff is not the norm today. And again, it's we're dealing with a virus that's a worldwide pandemic that we haven't seen anything like this since maybe 1918.
Mm-hmm.
So most of us on this earth weren't around for that. And those of us that were young and babies. So it really is something that hopefully we can get through this. We will get through this. But what can we learn from this so we can be stronger for it?
All right, Mayor Marty Walsh, thanks for calling in. We think you're doing a great job, by the
way. Yeah, thank you for being such a calm, measured leader.
Yes. His hair is not on fire at all. You always
no, not at all. It's very comforting.
Very, very calm, and we appreciate that. Thank you, Mayor. We know you're busy. Okay, we'll talk to you again. Take care.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR at work. Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. I'm looking for Julie B. This is WROR calling.
Hi, how are you?
Is this Julie?
Yes, it is.
Julie, it's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Good morning.
Good morning.
We got good news for you.
Is it what I think it is?
What do you think it is?
I think it's a trip to Barbados because Stella's the top pet.
You got it!
Yes! Woo!
Oh my goodness! Thank you so much!
Well, congratulations! Stella beat the fella. I'm waiting to say that all day.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah, Stella beat Leo in the finals. So that means Stella's a human and a friend or guest will be going to Barbados.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This is so exciting.
8 days, seven nights.
Oh, my gosh.
Divi Southwinds.
That's going to be so great after this.
Oh, my God. After
yeah,
this.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a year to use it, right, LBF?
Yeah, she has a year to use it. And, yeah, you have flights by JetBlue. And, you know, it'll be a great getaway.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. This is so incredible.
Well, congrats. Tell us a little bit about Stella. She was so cute. I thought she was understated, didn't try too hard.
Right.
Wasn't wearing any wacky clothes, was just being her cute self. Tell us about Stella. How old is she?
So Stella's actually a rescue. I got her from Schultz's Guest House in Dedham.
Nice.
And so I will actually have her for a year next week. So I think she's about two. And so she came from a high kill shelter in Tennessee, but she's just the most incredible, great dog I could have ever asked for. Loves people, loves kids, loves other dogs. Just, you know, she's really the best dog you could have.
Well, we're really, that makes it even better, doesn't it, guys? Right?
Yeah, you know, it really does.
Came into Julie's life, and now you get to go to Barbados. Last question. You can't bring Stella, but who are you going to bring to Barbados?
I think I'm actually going to bring one of my best nursing friends right now who's dealing with all this. She's going to need a trip after this. So.
Awesome.
Wow. What do you do, Julie, for work?
So I'm a tax accountant, so this really hasn't affected me too much. We're still working. But yeah, for her, though, she's been in the thick of it, so...
Yeah, and so there you go. Congratulations. Get Stella a big whatever, you know, her favorite treats are. She's a cute dog, and she is our first winner for the top pet contest at WROR. How awesome
is that? Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. That's just incredible. That's so amazing.
All right, Julie, you hang on. I got to get you all the details on your trip to Barbados.
Nice.
Yeah, Stella beat the fella. Leo was cute. But, you know, Stella was just adorable. And we find out she was a rescue dog, makes it even sweeter. So yes. Thank you, Julie. So it was a fun contest.
She's going to take her friend who's a nurse. Like, how,
it's just like amazing.
So nice.
Perfect.
It's
perfect.
Great.
Win. Julie, thank you for playing all the pets. There were 64 of them. So, hey, this year Stella won. We'll do it again next year for sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.